his Sunday best. Excitable boy, they all said.
He is the vice president of lending at Pearl Mortgage, P-E-R-L, Mortgage, I'm not spelling that. David Hochberg is with us.
Hi.
Hi, David. Nice to see you.
It's great outside, isn't it?
Yes.
Great to be here.
Yes.
Just great.
Look at this positive attitude, Wendy. That's what I like to
see. What, did you win $1 million in the Jewel Monopoly? Why are you in such a good mood?
I got into a pair of 38-inch pants today.
Congratulations.
You do look great.
And it hurts, but I got into them. Yeah, it was a struggle. I had a couple of come-alongs there up in the locker room. After I showered, I'm like, well, probably should have picked these. So did a little breathing exercise.
Are they Sansa belt?
No.
Those
no,
are nice.
No.
Those are so nice.
Those good polyester Sansa belt pants back in the day.
David, if you want to bring in several pairs of pants and during our segment, just try them on.
Yes, that'll be awesome.
That'll be fun.
During the 9-10 o'clock hour on what's it called? CLTV. While they are broadcasting that, simulcasting.
That would be excellent. All right, we'll start doing that from now on.
If you're wondering what the come-alongs are, I have. That's why I had to get them into my pants to zip them and button them.
David, hi. What is the VA fact of the day? This is something I know that you're affiliated with, but I don't know what it is.
Yes, it is a new program that we started, a new project we started on our website, WGNDavid.com. You could go there to register. We have a veterans button where you could just click on the button and register for the VA loan tip of the day. There's Pearl Mortgage hired a Vietnam veteran who has originated VA loans for over 30 years. He's married to a lady who works in an underwriting department at one of the largest banks in the United States that underwrites VA loans. So you can imagine how exciting their conversation is when they get home. Hey, you won't believe what I got today. But he has over 635 different tips. VA loan tips.
And a lot of veterans have no idea about the programs they have available to them,
right,
correct?
A lot of realtors don't know about VA loans tips. And that's why I'm putting a shout out right now, right? VA loans, we have hundreds of thousands of veterans coming home from Afghanistan and Iran and other countries. They're going to be cycling back. We have millions of veterans currently right here in the Chicagoland area that qualify for VA loans. We have surviving spouses of veterans that got killed in action while they were serving our country that qualify for VA loans that have no idea that they have eligibility for the VA to secure these type of loans. Zero down, no PMI. Great, great, great loan products, low rates, absolutely outstanding program. So we're getting it out there. We have Vietnam and Korean War and Gulf One, Gulf Two veterans that have qualified for VA loans, and they don't know that they are eligible to secure these type of loans. These men and women fought for our country, were in harm's way, and they have no idea. So we set up this program. It's one a day. I've got other mailing lists that we send people, you know, stuff when we have seminars. We're not going to do any of that. If you want this information, it's a tip a day. We're going to set it out at 8, 9, 10 o'clock, whatever the IT people say is a good time to send it. But you have to register to get the tip. So all you have to do, it's free, right? All you have to do is go to WGNDavid.com. It's a complimentary tip of the day. We're going to send it out Monday through Friday. We're not going to bother you on the weekends. It's transferable. You could send it to your friend in Maine. You could send it to your friend in San Diego, Hawaii, Anchorage, Alaska, or Key West, Florida. It's the same information. You want us to do your loan? Great. Pearl's licensed in 33, soon to be 35 states. We'd be more than happy and honored to originate your VA loan.
And what may very well happen is somebody will pick up on a tip or two or three that they weren't aware of
Absolutely.
And save themselves a bunch of money.
Absolutely.
And as you pointed out, the process should be a lot easier for the vets than it is. It shouldn't be harder. It should be easier.
Well, and it is an easy process. It's just that the vets don't know that they qualify for these type of programs. And it's not just for the vets. Again, it's for the realtors out there that might have some false conceptions about VA loan. They're tougher to do. No, they're not. And this is also for the parents of veterans that are serving our country. Why don't you sign up and get the tip so when your son or daughter or maybe nephew or niece or grandson or granddaughter come home, you could be like, hey, I've accumulated these 100 tips over the past 4, 5, 6 months. Did you know that you have access to all of these benefits? And I'll bet you a coffee in any coffee shop, because I know that you enjoy coffee, Bill, that the information that we're going to be putting out, they have no idea. Okay, so go to WGN David, clip on the Veterans tab. All you have to do is clip on Veterans. A drop-down list will drop down, say register for the VA tip. Just put your information in. We're not going to solicit you for anything else. Just going to be for the VA tip. We already have 350 people. We launched it about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's the first time I've been on since we launched it, so thank you for the opportunity.
Sure. It's a great idea.
I had lunch with the guys over at Joe's about 4 weeks ago, and he's like, did you know this? I'm like, no. I go, did you know that? And I said, no, I didn't know that. I said, well, I thought it was this. He's like, well, that's kind of right, but you know, you could do this. And I'm just like, holy smokes. I'm like, we need to do a VA tip of the day. He's like, I got 635 of them, no problem. So we could keep people going for at least two and a half, 3 years if you knock out the weekends and the holidays.
That was the first time I did math.
That was good. I was very impressed.
That was very impressive.
Yeah, no slide rule or abacus. That was great. That was awesome.
Why are you so invited? It's, you know, other people who do this sort of thing, they served some time. They put their time in. You did not. Why are you so involved in this?
I love veterans. You know, I get to do what I get to do, which is helping people with their mortgages. Because other men and women have gone overseas and fought bad people, so I have the freedoms to do what I do. Yeah. I've never served our country, right? You, in the shape that I'm in right now as a 51-year-old individual, the only thing you want me serving you is like macaroni and potatoes through a, you know, through a food line, right? Forget about it. All right? I'm done. Okay, I got my so how I could give back is by donating my time, by donating my resources, which is my money, and donating my information out there. So, you know, the information I have to other people. That's why Wednesday, I did it on Steve's show at the end of last year. Mark Doyle was in here with Brandon Marty. Every Wednesday, I said, I'm gonna dedicate my commercials on Wednesdays to veterans. And I have. Mm-hmm. Okay, I've done exactly what I said. All the live reads on Wednesdays on this station and the other 7, 8, 9 stations I advertise on are dedicated to veterans, to bring awareness to Veterans Roasters Coffee that we send out as a promotional item, right? To just they're hiring underemployed and homeless veterans and underemployed veterans and give them a job. So listen, we're buying 150 bags of coffee at a time to send out as promotional items to people that I come in contact with, people I talk with. Hey, you know what? This is the Veteran Roasters organization that I talk about on the radio, and here's a coupon, by the way, for 50% off the second bag that you buy. Just put in Team Hochberg and you get 50% off. Why? Because I have the resources to do it. Why? Because I never served and I'm never going to serve, and this is my way of giving back to the men and women and the parents and the families of the men and women who have served.
Very noble.
It is really a good thing you do.
Well, it feels good. Listen, it feels good. I'm in a position to be able to do it. So we do it, right? And, you know, every Wednesday, it's one day a week, promote veteran organization. So we promote Rags of Honor. We do the Veteran Roasters. Mark Slaby, a good friend of the program that has the Illinois Patriot Education Fund. We're going to be promoting his organization. He's got his golf outing coming up. And other veteran organizations that I support, you know, it's good to do. Because these men and women have given so much for our country, and it's the least that I could do to give back.
Do you golf?
I own clubs. I don't know if what I own clubs and I buy a lot of golf balls.
You don't look like a golfer.
I golf? I go. I drive around in a cart and I hit a ball. I don't know if what
that's
you would consider.
I think that's golfing.
Yeah,
that is golfing.
I have a good time. It's a nice day. I wear sunscreen and bug spray. I mean, then. I usually put three golfers in the carts that know how to golf.
Yeah.
And I just go there and just chew the heck out of the golf
course. See, that's the mistake you're making. Find guys that are worse than you, because then your game will look so much better.
Yeah, I don't think that...
It's hard to find three guys that are worse
than me. You need to get blindfolds for the other three guys. No, I enjoy going out, and I'm not... this body wasn't built to golf. It was built to pick things up. I'm not going to sit here and listen to this. He's David Hochberg.
He's vice president of lending at Pearl Mortgage. He's on Twitter. He's on Facebook. He's on Instagram.
He's on caffeine.
Yes, he is. We're going to continue. I have a question for you when we come back. But how do people reach you if they need you?
Very simple. WGNDavid.com. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 312-751-1333, 14 licensed loan officers on Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage, ready to answer all your questions and handle all of your real estate needs.
What's your NMLS number?
136675.
Excellent.
You want it backwards?
Yes.
All right, you got to go to break, and then I got to write it down. I don't remember.
All right, if you need to talk to David or us, 312-981-7200. It's Bill Leff, Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN.
They're great. They're great.
They've been out to the house a lot because we have a new puppy.
Yeah, they've been out to our house, too. Not just because of puppy stains, but for other stains.
That's personal.
No, not those types of stains. No, they're phenomenal. If you've never used them, you got to have them. You got to bring them out. Yeah, they're
very
also
reasonable.
Also safe for people and pets is David Hochberg, the Vice President of Lending over at Pearl Mortgage. WGNDavid.com is his website. A thinner, trimmer version of you, David.
Yeah.
We're not used to seeing
you. I'm eating better. I'm exercising. I'm lifting.
What's the incentive? Why are you doing this?
I entered into a weight loss contest with the... I'm spinning. I'm doing spinning classes.
Are you spinning?
I'm spinning, and it's great. It's right by your home in Northfield.
Over in the Spin District.
Yes, in the Spin District. If you want to come over behind Mariano's for a complimentary spin class.
Yeah?
Yeah. We'd love to have you in there.
That would be fun.
So I'm spinning 4, 5, 6 times a day, and I bet the... we have a little wager, friendly wager with the studio owner's husband.
Yeah,
his name's Jeremy Hafner. He's kind of puffy and needs to lose some weight like I do.
Wow.
And he was complaining about his weight gain, so I'm like, all right, fat boy, let's put the money on the line. So we've got a couple of there's a financial incentive over the next 20 days.
Certainly not an encouraging incentive, as you say, fat boy.
Yeah, right.
No, I didn't say fat. He's a little soft, but you know,
what would he call you? How would he refer to you?
The fat old man. Yeah, that's what he calls me, and I call. You know, he's 10 years younger, and it's fine. It's all right. We have another 20 days to go. I'll whip his rear end and get us $300.
You look great.
Thank you. I'm trying.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
You have refinanced our mortgage.
Countless times.
At least 5 times.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
And so I do it with you, Pearl Mortgage, but then I have another company that is my mortgage holder, and they are now sending me emails saying that they can reduce our interest rate. What do I do?
What do? You call your loan originator, because basically what happens is we originate your loan at Pearl, and then we transfer it to another company to service the loan. That servicing company is the company that is soliciting you, saying that they could refinance you. Yeah, they can refinance you, right? You get that shiny little placard, hey, we can refinance you, but I know the rate you have, and I know the rate today, and the rate today is 3/4 of a point higher than the rate we put you into last year. So what people get caught up in is that shiny 3x5 or 4x6 or 8x10 placard that they get in the mail from people that they don't know, and they think it's from the mortgage professional that put them in the loan, and it's not. It's from the end lender. Most likely, it's from the end lender that bought the servicing rights of that loan. And yes, you could refinance, but you're not going to get a lower rate. So
why do they say that then?
Because they want you to call them.
I guess, yeah. But then why would they win that business if you go, well, that's not lower, I'm good where I am?
Why would another mortgage company say they have the lowest rates, the lowest closing costs out there, and our closing costs are $1,000 less than theirs? Why is there the rocket-loving lending company tell you that they're the lowest rate and the lowest cost, and when I call to get a loan for myself, they're $5,000 more in closing costs and 1/4 point more in the rate on a loan that I could get borrowers and
maybe
and
it
listeners.
Was just a bad day when
no,
you
it was, it, well then it's every day. It must be a bad century.
David, I got one. Why do fools fall in love?
Because they can. And they don't need a mortgage because they're fools.
I don't think they do. Right, they're fools.
Right, and they're fools of cash. So so it's just buyer beware. Obviously, you hear it on the radio, and obviously you hear it at, you hear an ad while you're pumping gas, push this button and you'll get a mortgage. I mean, it's ridiculous. So, in the 2.5 minutes it takes you, or the minute and a half it takes you to fill up your tank, push this button and you'll get a mortgage. Oh, sure, right.
Right.
I wish it was that flippin' easy.
Does the market change so quickly, though, that maybe one day of the week or 2 days of the week, it's not a good idea to refinance?
No.
But, and then a day or two later it is? Does it happen that quickly?
No, it could happen while we're sitting here, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we had people, I'll give you a perfect example. We had individuals that we did approvals for in November and December, mm-hmm. right? And the rates were in the 3s in November and December. Well, mm-hmm. since the beginning of the year, the rates have now inched up into the mid-4s. You can go to FreddieMac.com, even though there's a jackass on the radio saying, if you're not in the 3s, call me. Okay, mm-hmm. well, that's a blatant lie. Doesn't tell you the loan program or the cost it's going to take you to get down to the 3s. Well, if Freddie Mac average is at like 4.5% and somebody's quote saying, call me if you're not in the 3s, there should be flyers going up, red flag, okay?
Yeah.
So markets change every single day. There's men and women at the bond market that are trading 10-year bonds that basically control what happens with a 30-year fixed loan. That goes on all the time. If there's a terrorist attack, God forbid, boom, okay, the rates are going to get better. If there's good economic news that comes out, rates are going to get worse, typically, right? Yeah. And so it happens on a snap there, Bill. You know, so it's not like Monday's always got the lowest rates. It's not like buying airline tickets. Thursday at 12 o'clock, everything goes on sale,
it's
or whatever that is.
Of what's happening.
It's a current market. So if something catastrophically terrible happens, and we have a, God forbid, a terrorist attack like a 9/11, the markets will crash, rates will drop, people will take their money out of treasury, put it into bonds for securities, just to be simplistic here, and the yield will go down, the 30-year fix will be reflected. Okay, what happened? That's what happened over the past, you know, previous 10 years. Now the economy's turned the corner and things are getting better. That's why the interest rates are going up. Mm-hmm. You know,
I just got a notice saying my HELOC interest rate went up a quarter point again.
There you go.
Thank you, Obama.
It's all him.
All right, it's all him. Thank you, Obama.
That and El Nino. You got to figure that out.
And Clinton. And it's Clinton, Hillary's fault, too.
Right? For the James Madison. That's I bet he plays into it.
And Hamilton. That pain in the rear end, too. He's got to play.
Please ask Hochberg. I own my home but have a home equity loan. It's up next year. What should I do?
Start looking at it right now, sister or brother. Yeah, you don't wait on that. Because what happens? Everybody calls us. Yeah, my home equity line, they won't take my payment. I'm like, well, how long have you had... You know, you've been getting letters the past 6 months? Yeah. I'm like, well, you know.
How long do they last typically?
About 10 years.
Okay.
Typically about 10 years. So he does have, he or she does have a mortgage, because a home equity line of credit or home equity loan is a mortgage against your house. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you want to roll it into another home equity line of credit, depending upon the value and depending upon the value of your home and the balance of your mortgage,
yes,
you can.
Yes.
Okay, it might make more sense for some people to roll it into a 30-year fixed loan or a 5 or 7 year ARM and lock it in. If you're only going to be in your home 5 years, it's a good option. Dropping into an adjustable rate mortgage, saving 3/4 to a half a point.
Would you like a hot towel?
I would like multiple hot towels and a couple of cold ones.
Real quick one here. I got my loan through you, Pearl Mortgage, like me. It was sold to another place. Now I'd like to drop my PMI, private mortgage insurance. Can you tell me, do I have to go through them or do I contact you?
You should call us first. Here, the simple answer is contact the real estate professional that put you into the house to make sure that there is equity in the home, because a realtor will know that because they dance on that dance floor every single day. If the realtor thinks that there's enough value there, you have 80% equity, 20% equity in your home and your loan to value is at 80% or lower, you could petition your lender directly by writing them and saying, hey, I've been a good client. I just talked to my real estate professional. They're saying that these three homes recently sold in my area, I should be able to qualify to drop the PMI. Please do some research. It'll take them about 3, 4, 5 weeks to do it. You'll get a letter saying yes, no. Might have to order an appraisal. Might not. But that's what I would tell the texter to do.
Awesome.
That's David Hochberg, Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. He'll help you lower your PMI while he lowers his BMI. David, it's always good to see you. Thanks so
you
much.
You are always on good. Fire, aren't you?
You should look at doing comedy.
No, there's no future in that. Thanks so much, David. Appreciate it.
312-751-1333.
A quick break, then some news, then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.